This morning you talked about crossing the floods of obsessive thought by not holding on to or pushing them away. I get that, but it feels like there's something missing, a hole that needs to be filled up with something, a solution. Yes, but oftentimes we leap on solutions oftentimes without being willing to investigate what actually is a balance. Oftentimes we're looking for external solutions, external affirmation that somehow we've got the right solution, and we don't really pay attention to within ourselves. What is the balance? What is a way where we're not not holding on, not pushing away. And it's kind of like I was saying, where we're looking for techniques, we're looking for methodologies, and that's what we feel we're missing. But it's usually the movement of mind is always moving out, looking for something out there that's going to make me secure, comfortable, sure that I've got the right technique, I've got the right method, I've got the solution. There it is, out there. And we don't really pay attention to what am I feeling, what am I experiencing, how can I balance this with my own mindfulness and discernment? So that gaining confidence in one's own awareness and wisdom, that usually scares the crap out of people. Give me something else. Tell me I'm doing it right. And the Buddhists are saying, no, you got to figure it out. You got to understand. You got to develop your wisdom.